take a seat, everyone. And kids, I want you to go and find your big people now, because we're going to do something in a minute that you're going to need their help with. So off you go. Go and find your seat with them. My name's Kim, if I haven't met you before. And I want to look just for a few minutes at the power of a name. Your name, in fact. My mum names me Kim, that has just three letters, K-Y-M, and my sister Jodie, that has just four letters, J-O-D-Y. She gave us Wise, which was really difficult as a kid, just everyone spelt my name wrong, but now I really love it because it makes me a little bit different from all the other Kims out there. Anyway, she gave us a short name so that nobody would make our names. She didn't like it when someone had a long name and people made it short by giving them a nickname. So she thought, if I give them a short name, nobody will give them any nicknames. Well, of course, that didn't work, did it? Because when you've got a short name, everyone just makes your name longer. So my nan called me Kimmy. My best friend at school called me Kimmical. I have no idea where that came from. And Troy, and a lot of the blokes like to call me Kimmo, because guys just like to put an O on the end of all names pretty much, don't they? Kimmo, just one of the boys. I wonder if you have a nickname. Wonder if you've had a nickname in your life, or maybe you've got one now. My dad used to call me Princess when I was little, and he used to call my sister Ace. And that pretty much summed up our personalities and the differences between us. We're going to do something fun now. At the end of every row under the seats, there's some labels and some texters. And I want you to write one of the nicknames you've had and pop it on your chest there. I'm going to go with Kimmo because it's my favourite one. I love that one. Kimmo. Maybe yours is a funny one, or maybe it's a really lovely one. If you've never had a nickname, my husband's really good at coming up with them. So before you go home, make sure you see him and he'll give you one. All right, I'm going to wander around and see whose funny nicknames I can find. Dan, here you're called Big D. I like it. Fiona, Fifi, Princess Fifi. Donna, you've just got D, shortened to D. And G, Donna, D had G. I like it. And B, good. Who else has got a one? Oh, what's Jax? Rochelle's pointing at him.
Jackaroora.
Jackaroora. Oh, forever to be known as Jackaroora. Who else has got something to share with me? Who else has got a nickname? Millie's got one? Morgie, I like it. That's a good one. And what have you got? Peachy. I remember when you were in your mummy's tummy and they used to call you Peach. Who else has got a funny nickname to share with me? Up the back there, have you got one? No? Who have we got over here? Zosh Posh and Maxo Baxo. I love it. All right. I don't mind. Paizo, yes. Just Lizzie gets called Lizzie Pizy Pizarello Paizo. And Jesse, when he was a baby, he was called the Jessalator. We love nicknames in our house. It's nice nicknames. They kind of make us feel loved and special, don't they? They make us feel like we belong. But how many people have ever been called a name that didn't make them feel loved or special, but it actually made them feel bad or sad inside? It actually made them feel bad about who they were. When I was at school, Listen up. When I was at school, if someone called you a mean name, like you're a baby or you're a poo-poo head, we would say this rhyme. You might know it. You can say it with me if you know it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And we used to say it because we were trying to be tough. But I was thinking about that this week and I thought, you know what, it's not true. Because even though sticks and stones might cause me to bleed and I'd need a band-aid on the outside, sometimes when people call us mean names or use bad words when they're talking about us, it really hurts or scars our hearts on the inside. And it's a bit like this. It's a bit like someone came and got a heavy chain and hung it around your neck. And every time someone calls you a bad word, a mean name, they call you a nerd or they call you silly. Or maybe you just hear someone talking about you and they say, oh, Kim, she's really shy. She never likes talking in front of people. That's what they used to say about me. Or maybe you even call yourself bad names sometimes. I think the grown-ups in the room will especially know what I'm talking about. When you make a mistake or you make a wrong choice or a bad decision and you say, oh, I'm so unco, or I'm, you know, I really feel fat in that today, or I'm so clumsy, or I'm a bad mom, or I'm not good enough. And we end up walking around with lots and lots of words and labels and names that make us feel really heavy. The best way I can describe it is it's like walking around with a low-lying, stormy cloud on your head all of the time. And it's really hard to have fun when you feel weighed down and stormy. It's really hard to go to school or to work and to concentrate and to learn anything. It's really hard to be nice to other people when you feel stormy and weighed down all the time. To be loving and friendly and happy and joyful. It's really, really hard. Has anyone ever felt like that before? They felt all stormy or bad about who they are. Well, this is the good news, and this is the good Easter news. And Avril talked about it when she talked about Mary, that God sent Jesus because he loves you so much, and that God loves your name. The Bible tells us that he formed you, that he put you together in your mother's womb. He saw you before you were born and he put you together and he looked at you. And Ephesians 2:10 says, he looked at you and he saw that you were a masterpiece. Where is my prop man? He's outside. Avril, can you be my prop girl? He saw that you were a masterpiece. Everyone say masterpiece. Can you come and stand here next to me? He looked at you and he said, you're a masterpiece. But the thing is, I'm carrying all these bad names and these bad words that other people have said about me. So what am I going to believe? Am I going to believe God, who says I'm a masterpiece? Who says that I'm more than enough? Who says that I'm marvelous and spectacular and beautiful and wonderfully made? Or am I going to keep walking around with my chains and my storm and feeling bad inside? I want to be a masterpiece, but what do I do with all of this? Well, God said that he sent Jesus to take the weight of all of our shame and bad feelings. He sent Jesus to take our wrong choices, our sin, the names, the hurts we carry. And instead, Jesus gives us new names, new nicknames. The Bible says that Jesus calls me, and you can take one of these home today off the cross, beautiful and unique and loved and special, and that I was created for a purpose, and that I'm called, and that He has special plans for my life, and that I'm important, and that I'm forgiven. And Jesus says, if you will believe my words, if you will believe my words, and that I'm see you as a masterpiece, my Spirit will come and it'll take away that storm cloud. And the Bible says that God replaces it with the love of His Son. In Numbers 6, it says that God turns His face towards you and He smiles at you and He blesses you with His peace and His love and His favor. And then you can live like a masterpiece and you can do the good things that God has planned for you. And you can share this good news with all the other people who are walking around feeling stormy inside. Thanks, Avril. So we're just about to worship again. And during that time, we have some activities set up around the edges of the church. Now, this is something we do with our kids because we believe that when the Word of God is preached, God wants us to respond to His Word. And so with children, we do that in a very practical way. And I don't think that it hurts us as adults to do it in a very practical way sometimes. So there's some choices for you. There's two communion stations set up down here under the cross and up in the back corner. So you might like to use this time to take communion as a family or just yourself and to thank Jesus that He has given you new names, nicknames, and His face shines upon you. There is also a cross set up over here. And at the cross, there are some storm clouds. Now today, if you have been called some bad or sad names that have made you feel really bad inside, or you've called yourself some bad things, or you're carrying around some beliefs about yourself that are just not truth, I want you to write them in the cloud and pop them in the letterbox at the bottom of the cross. And I want you to take the words that Jesus says about you into your heart and take them home with you and step into the truth of being His child this morning. And lastly, there's a station up the back there. Troy and Eliza will be up there, and there's some little sunshines. Our really little people might enjoy this one. And you can write your name in the sunshine and pin it up, and they will pray the blessing over you from number 6, that God's face shines upon you. We also have our giving boxes, and this is a great time that you can also give your tithes and offerings to Jesus so that the good news of who He is can be spread to so many more people. So let's stand and pray, and the worship team are going to come back up. And then I encourage you to take a choice around the room and respond to God's message of truth today. Dear God, we thank You so much that You sent Jesus because You loved us so much and You wanted us to be free from the weight of our sin, from the weight of the names and the labels we carried. God, You want us to know how loved we are alongside Jesus, Your Son. We thank You for Your freedom, for Your love and Your grace. And right now, Holy Spirit, I pray that You'll meet each person as they respond to You and Your message of truth, that we are Your masterpiece. In Jesus' name, amen.